You're listening to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by two guests who are planning some goings-on around Bran. And if you've heard people, I think maybe off the top, we should talk about this, Scotty and Steph. You hear Bran, it stands for?
Bike Ride Across Nebraska.
Okay. All right. It's not your cereal that you're eating in the morning.
These people are fairly granola. I mean, I feel like it's interchangeable, really, with this group of people.
You know, a lot of these folks that are riding these bikes, they probably eat the healthy cereal, not the stuff packed with sugar like I eat.
More than likely.
Yeah, yes. More than likely.
They need that long-term energy because they're crazy. They're riding their bicycles 30... How many
I don't
miles?
Know. Across Nebraska.
I mean, literally.
It's ridiculous.
Along the highway.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we have an opportunity here in Custer County to have them come through our area. There's lots of different routes that they can take, and they take a different route each year. But mm-hmm. Custer County, landmass-wise, is such a large county, and mm-hmm. you know that a lot with CEDC, mm-hmm. Scotty, that there's probably a good chance they're going to be coming through Custer County more years than not. Yes. This year, they're on day 3 and 4 when they're arriving in Broken Bow and then leaving Broken Bow. We basically serve as a pit stop and want these folks to feel welcome when they're here, no matter yes. where they're from, if they're familiar with Broken Bow or not. We'll have both of those situations, but things are being put in motion to make sure that it's a great experience the short amount of time that they're mm-hmm. here, right?
And Custer County is fortunate. We've got two communities that, because Callaway's a pass-through community as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming through there, and so you know Callaway's going to try to catch them and serve them some pie and ice cream or whatever they can. But yeah, Broken Bow's an overnight stop.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and they'd done Bran several years ago, and she said every time that she rode in Bran, she would actually gain weight because every place they stopped had pie and ice cream and cookies and
pasta
and hot dogs and hamburgers. And she said by the end of the trip, you know, of course you eat everywhere you go. And she said, I gain weight.
It feels justified
every time.
Yeah. You know, when you're riding your bike that far, but
absolutely
it didn't balance out for her.
And we've talked about this maybe off of the air and in passing while you've been planning the things surrounding Bran, but they've got the bike riders, and then they've kind of got a contingency that come with them as well as they roll into town. So we're expecting a couple to a few hundred people coming in, right?
What was the last number you got?
They have an entourage that they're kind of like rock stars.
Yes.
Last I heard, they were right at about 300 riders. And then a lot of them have a family that are coming with them. So they have RVs that are coming. Some of them tent. They've got just their group of people, the bicycle shop that goes. They have an outfitter that travels. Yeah. So they've got a washing station, that everything.
Shower trailer, porta potty trailer, several semi trailers coming through with them. So
yeah. So the last I talked to them, they were anticipating 400 plus.
Wow.
People that would be kind of descending upon Broken mm-hmm. Bow early on June 3rd, sticking around. We have a bus, a couple buses that will take them around, drop them off at locations so that they can really experience our little gem of Broken Bow, and they'll spend the night, and then we'll tuck them in and send them off the next morning.
Yeah, thanks to Broken Bow Public Schools, they're donating a couple of school buses and the drivers to shuttle them around, because obviously when they're riding up from, is it Cozad?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pedal their bikes around town once they get here. So, but they do want to spend money in our community and you know, stimulate the economy. So as long as we bus them to the businesses, they're willing to spend the money, and they like to eat and drink. So.
Well, and I don't have a school bus. Do either of you have a school bus?
No, not in my back pocket.
I have some friends that have party buses, but they usually want paid. So
yeah, there you go. Well, they're going to be coming in a 62-mile ride. And they're going to be wanting to relax. The fairgrounds is going to be kind of the main hub.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the transportation around town. This is really an opportunity. I know that both of you with CEDC and the Chamber can speak to this, for people to have some extended hours, promote some things, and really let themselves shine to this new audience coming into town.
Yeah, there are people that are coming in not from just around Nebraska, but from other states as well that are part of this ride. So for us, we want to show them how welcoming and how beautiful our area is. It's nice that they're here for a day, but the idea of them coming back and staying with us and mm-hmm. and really immersing themselves and experiencing what we have, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
We've all heard those stories. It feels like at least a couple of times a month we hear a story here at the station about somebody who is exposed to Broken Bow or Custer County on something like Bran, mm-hmm. and they just put that in their own mental filing cabinet and remembered it, and they come back here to make this their home later on. We truly never know when we're making that impression on somebody that could be a future citizen of our area if they're not already. It's just big to be able to seize these opportunities each time they happen, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think some of the small beauties of our community we take for granted, you know, because we see them every day. But when new people come through town and they're like, that city square is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Or, you know, this town is just, it's so immaculate and charming. So, yeah, we really want to showcase that to a group of fresh eyes or maybe some folks that came through, you know. I think Broken Bow hosted back in 2018 or somewhere around there. So, you know, they've had a great experience here before, and Steph and I kind of have some big shoes to fill. We want to make sure they have a good experience again. So
kind of crazy. It's already been about 7 years since that last time that Broken Bow was a stop. Mm-hmm. Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And, you know, we have welcoming community members. So we know that all of you out there, when you see them, you're going to wave, you're going to say hi, you're going to ask how they're doing. But we really want to just remind you that that traffic is coming through. Memorial Drive is going to be busy that day. You're going to see a lot of traffic coming through, not only with the bicycles, but with the out of town cars. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, make sure that you're aware of it so that you're not it's not impeding your day and we're not causing any traffic problems.
Mm-hmm. Callaway Road especially, I know, is a road a lot of people travel, and mm-hmm. they're going to be making their way from Callaway to Broken Bow on that final stretch as they're coming from Gothenburg that day. Lots of hills and valleys mm-hmm. and turns.
And no shoulder on that road.
And no shoulder. So you bring your patience. Those bikes, they do move pretty quick, like, mm-hmm. you know, between, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour at sometimes, especially downhill. But just take your time and picking your spot to go around them, and just bring your patience that day. We want to be a safe stretch, just as the rest of Nebraska does.
Absolutely. And we'll have signage up, you know, reminding everybody and to watch for them, that when you pop over a hill, there might be a group of bikers there, or as they're crossing from Callaway Road to Memorial, crossing Highway 2 there, as we know, that's, you know, a dangerous intersection on a normal day. So let's slow down and be cautious.
So they're going to be on day 3 as they come into Broken Bow, 62 and change miles from Gothenburg to Bow. And then they're resting. It's an important rest day for them because they do that 62 miles, and then they've got 88 to go to St. Paul the next morning. So they're going to be out, and, I mean, everyone has their different sleep schedules. I'm sure some of them are, I mean, they're all better bike riders than me. I know that. You want to see someone out of place, put me on a bike with these folks. But they're going to be resting up. Some of them are going to be hitting the hay earlier, some a little bit later. So the sky's the limit as far as what they're going to do when they're here in Broken Bow.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. And we've, you know, you talk about adjusting hours with businesses. We've been in contact with some of the businesses in the areas of the shuttle stops, and they're going to adjust their hours to be open. I think Kincaid's going to open a little early that day too. And so, you know, we're dropping them off at various areas around town. So the first shuttle stop will be Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're
out by Cobblestone.
Yep, out by Cobblestone. And then a stop at the square.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final stop will be over in the Tumbleweed. So they can either hit, you know, Axe Kickers or go over to the bowling alley they're going to open up that day, or hit, you know, the grocery store if they need to, or pop over to Runza, whatever they want to do in that area. So
great. Yeah. Should be a great time, but everyone just be careful and maybe use the brake pedal a little bit more than the gas pedal that day when you're driving a vehicle.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything we didn't talk about that you two wanted to mention as we get closer to when Bran is happening? I know that's kind of a loaded question, but a lot of it is about the writers communicating with you and then going around to businesses, and it sounds like you've talked to businesses. So everything's kind of just waiting for it to happen?
Yeah, I think that that's where we're at. I think it's important that we thank all of the community members and businesses that have helped us along the way to make this happen. The city has been integral in making sure that we have the support with the police officers to make sure that we have traffic safety and everything as far as that goes. Craig Safranik has made, I think, every single meeting we've had to make sure that as a business, the business members are being represented and that they're helping as much as they can. We've had some great organizations that have stepped up to be part of our welcome tent. Rotary is mm-hmm. doing that for us. And we've had them making signs so that we have some not only pre-made signs saying watch for bicyclists, but also welcome to Broken Bow. Lions have made signs for us. We've had businesses that are making signs just welcoming our riders in. So it's not just Scotty and I that have been working on this solely. We have a great community and great businesses that have helped along the way to make this possible and to make it a safe event.
Yep. And Brian Palmer from the Thank Ag you, Society yes. Fair Board, he's been at every meeting as well, and he's been just on board from the beginning. If the fairgrounds is where they're going to camp, we are fully in support of what's best for the community. And
you're right, Scotty. Yeah, Ag Society needs a huge shout out for that, because really they're hosting them all out there, and they've made sure that the facility is looking its best and that they have room for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they say, it takes a village.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the journey that you two have been on is going to come to a culmination when they mm-hmm. come in. So that's exciting. And you two gave plenty of shout outs, but I know you both have been working extremely hard. So as a citizen of the area, thank you to both of you as well for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun. I know you guys will. It'll be a lot of fun.
We'll do our best.
So many people to meet and talk to, and I know they try to make the most of each of their stops. So they might kind of seem like they're in a hurry, or maybe they're just relaxing. But you folks see these individuals in town, just give them a wave and welcome them to town. And that's the very minimum that we can do.
Yeah, they are a nonprofit organization, and that's what they've stressed over and over again, is they want to give back to these communities that they're staying in and interact with the people. So, yeah, don't be afraid to just stop over to their table and visit with them and promote your community. And
yeah, they give us a scholarship for our kids.
Mm-hmm. A $1,500 scholarship for one student in our community. So
great. Awesome. I think we've been saying day 3 and day 4 of their journey, but we haven't actually said the date yet. What are the dates that people need to know when they're coming through Custer County?
So next Tuesday, June 3rd, is when they'll be arriving in the town. We expect them anywhere between 8:00 and 9:30 to start rolling in, and it won't be a huge group. You're not going to see all 300 of them just, you know, amass and
it's not a
descend
race
on our little village.
Kind of trickle in.
But yeah, they'll kind of trickle in throughout the morning, early afternoon. They plan on everybody being here by then, and really that's when they'll start kind of touring the area and seeing what we have to offer.
Great. Okay. Well,
and
thanks,
then they'll
you
leave
two.
early morning, from what we understand, on June 4th. So they'll head east on Highway 70 towards their next stop. So they will still be in Custer County as they're leaving, too. So be cautious that next day as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Another stretch of highway that's highly traveled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Have fun. All right. That was Steph and Scotty with CEDC and the Broken Bow Chamber on KCNI Public Affairs.